Hello friends, welcome to Media's Diary on Anchor.fm. My name is Franca Ayanka. It's Monday, the 13th of February, 2023. How are you doing? I know you're pumped, I know you're excited for the week, and I know you're here to make the money. Yes, we are all in search for happiness, or all in search for our daily bread, and who else do they provide? Of course, is our Lord Jesus Christ. So today I'm bringing to you the Holy Rosary, and I came across this very interesting way to pray the Holy Rosary. If you pray this, you will never be the same. The Meditative Holy Rosary of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary by Sir Philip Azubike. So a little bit about the author. Sir Philip, his biography, Sir Philip Chijioku Azubike, he is a Knight of St. John International, that's KSGI. He hails from Omunede, Ika Northeast Local Government Area of Delta State. He's a graduate of University of Lagos, where he obtained his bachelor's degree in insurance. Since after his graduation, he has worked with different firms, including Delta Steel Company, Warri. Sir Azubike is a devout Catholic who worships at St. Michael Catholic Church, Delta State Township, Warri. He is married and blessed with children. As a Catholic, Sir Azubike has distinguished himself as a diligent member of the Association of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary, and also the Catholic Main Organization, CMO, and as I earlier mentioned, a Knight of St. John International. So he wrote this wonderful prayer to assist us to be ever closer to our Lord Jesus Christ through the intercession of our Mother Mary. So let's go over and listen to and pray, pray the Meditative Rosary, clued from the Bible. This rosary is scriptural. So as you're saying or praying or reciting the rosary, you are meditating with the scripture. Awesome. Awesome. Sir Azubike, we thank you for this insightful prayer. So, see you guys again. Bye. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mudia's Diary on Anchor.fm. My name is Franca Ayanka. Happy New Week. Today is the 13th February 2023, and we are going to be praying the Holy Rosary, the Mysteries of Light. We haven't finished our 20 decades, so this is the Mysteries of Light. And I'm going to share with you the 15 promises of Mary to Christians who recite the Holy Rosary. So here's why you should pray a rosary and take it seriously and personally. I'm going to remind us. Whoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the rosary shall receive signal graces. I promise my special protection and greatest graces to all those who shall recite the rosary. The rosary shall be a powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vices, decrease sin, and defeat heresies. It will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of men from love of the world and its vanities, and will lead them to the desire of eternal things. Oh, those souls will sanctify themselves by this means. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. Whoever shall recite the rosary devoutly, applying himself to the consideration of its sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered by misfortune. God will chastise him in his justice. He shall not perish by an unprovided death. If he be just, he shall remain in the grace of God and become worthy of eternal life. 7. Whoever shall have a
true devotion for the rosary shall not die without the sacrament of the church. 8. Those who are faithful to recite the rosary shall have during their life and at their death the light of God and the plenitude of his grace. At the moment of death, they shall participate in the merit of the saint in paradise. 9. I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. 10. The faithful children of the rosary shall merit a high degree of glory in heaven. 11. You shall obtain all you ask of me by reciting the rosary. All those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. I have obtained from my divine Son that all the advocates of the Rosary shall have for intercessors the entire celestial court during their life and the hour of death. 14. All who recite the Rosary are my sons and brothers of my only Son, Jesus Christ. Devotion to my rosary is a great sign of predestination given to Saint Dominic and Blessed Alan. So here's a very short story about the author, Sir Azubike. He suffered an accident and was rescued by, devotedly praying the rosary on the journey. And then he just wrote something about thanking God for sparing his life and for giving him a wonderful spouse who stood by him all through the dilemma. So he said his book is dedicated to the Lord of God Almighty, the Alpha and Omega, who knows the end from the beginning, for sparing my life for this assignment and gave me the grace to accomplish it. You cannot be tempted more than your ability to cope in all. God will make a way of escape for you. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13. So God has made an escape for him. So let us read James chapter 1 verse 22-25 says, do not deceive yourself by just listening to his word. Instead, put it into practice. Whoever listens to the word but does not put it into practice is like a man who looks in a mirror and sees himself as he is. He takes a good look at himself and then goes away and at once forgets what he looks like. But those who look closely into the perfect law that sets people free, who keep on paying attention to it and do not simply listen and then forget it, but put into practice, they will be blessed by God in what they do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a mountain-moving rosary because it takes the loving intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. Add to it the powerful words of Jesus Christ and the inspired words of the Holy Spirit spoken through the prophets and saints. As we meditate on them over and over, our faith builds up and miracles will happen. Mountains in our life will be removed and thrown into the sea. As we stand, sit, lie down to pray, let us forgive anyone against whom we have a grievance so that the Heavenly Father will in turn forgive us our faults. Mark 11:25-26. Note that when Peter asked the Lord, when my brother wrongs me, how often must I forgive him? 7 times? No, Jesus said, not 7 times. I say, 70 times 7 times. Matthew 18:21-22. Therefore, get rid of all bitterness, all passion and anger, harsh words, slander and malice of every kind. In place of these, be kind to one another, compassionate and mutually forgiving, just as God has forgiven you in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 4:31-32. In acknowledgement of our sins, as all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, let us ask God for pardon as we say, Psalm 51, 1 to 14, prayer for forgiveness. Let us pray. Be merciful to me, O God, because of your constant love, because of the great mercy. Wipe away my sins, wash away my evil, and make me clean from my sins. I recognize my faults. I am always conscious of my sins. I have sinned against you, only against you, and done what you consider evil. So you are right in judging me. You are justified in condemning me. I have been evil from the day I was born. From the time I was conceived, I have been sinful. Sincerity and truth are what you require. Fill my mind with your wisdom. Remove my sin, I will be clean. Wash me, I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear the sound of joy and gladness. And though you have crushed me and broken me, I will be happy once again. Close your eyes to my sins and wipe out all my evil. Create a pure heart in me, O God, and put a new and loyal spirit in me. Do not banish me from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Give me again the joy that comes from your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach sinners your commands, and they will turn back to you. Spare my life, O God, and save me. I will gladly proclaim your righteousness. Amen. Act of contrition. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee. I hate all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, because they offend you, my God, who is so good and deserving of my love, I firmly resolved with the help of your grace never to offend you again and to amend my life. Amen. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, and in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us all our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Amen. May Almighty God, in His infinite mercy, grant us pardon, absolution, and remission of our sins. Amen. Prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thou, Lord, open our lips, and our tongue shall announce thy praise. Incline into our aid, O Lord. O Lord, make haste to help us. Lord, hear our prayers, and let our cry come unto you. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Petition. Let us include our intentions, prayer intention. Again, I tell you, if two of you join your voice on earth to pray for anything, whatever it shall be granted to you by my Father in heaven. Matthew 18, verse 19. Therefore, dismiss all anxiety from your minds. Present your needs to God in every form of prayer and in petition, full of gratitude. Philippians 4, verse 6. Let us ask God for the grace to continuously pray to our Father. Let us ask God to give us discernment, the spirit of discernment, to know and to guide our lives into the perfection and into the graces that we allow us to serve God in truth and in spirit. Amen. Let us pray the Holy Rosary. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate. He was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from all evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The five mysteries of light. The first, the baptism of Jesus. The Jewish authorities in Jerusalem sent some priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who are you?" John spoke out openly and clearly, saying, "I am not the Messiah." "Who are you then? Then tell us who you are." "We have to take an answer back to those who sent us," they insisted. "What do you say about yourself?" John replied by quoting the prophet Isaiah. "I am the voice of someone shouting in the desert, 'Make a straight path for the Lord to travel.'" Isaiah 40, verse 30. The messengers asked again, "If you are neither the Messiah nor Elijah, nor the prophet, why do you baptize?" And John answered, "I baptize with water, but among you stands the one you do not know. He is coming after me, but I am not good enough to untie the strips of his sandal." John 1:19-20. This is the mystery of light, the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from all evil. Amen. The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Look, there comes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." John 1:29. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. This is the one I was talking about when I said, "A man is coming after me, but he is greater than I am, because he existed before I was born. I did not know who he was. I did not know who he would be, but I came baptizing with water in order to make him known to the people of Israel." John 1:30-31. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. And John gave this testimony. "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and stayed on him. I still did not know that he is the one, but God who sent me to baptize with water had said to me, 'You will see the Spirit come down and stay on a man. He is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen it." John said, "I tell you that he is the Son of God." John 1:32-34. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. At that time, Jesus arrived from Galilee and came to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. But John tried to make him change his mind. "I ought to be baptized by you," John said, "and yet you have come to me." But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so for now, for in this way we shall do all that God required." So John agreed. Matthew 3:13-15. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen." As soon as Jesus was baptized, he came out of the water. Then heaven was opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God coming down like a dove, and a lightning on him. Then a voice said from heaven, "This is my own dear Son, with whom I am pleased." Matthew 3:16-17. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. I assure you that whoever tells this mountain to get up and be thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. For this reason, I tell you, when you pray and ask for anything, believe that you have received it, and you will be given whatever you ask for." Mark 11:22-24. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. The second mystery of light, the manifestation of Jesus in the wedding at Canaan. Let's meditate together. 2 days after Jesus chose his first disciples, Andrew, Peter, Philip, and Nathaniel, there was a wedding feast in the town of Canaan in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. John 2:1-2. "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from all evil. Amen." When the wine was all gone, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no more wine left." "You must not tell me what to do," Jesus replied her. "My time has not yet come." John 2:2-4. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus' mother then told the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." John 2:5. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen." There were 6 stone water jars there, each one large enough to hold about 100 liters. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill these jars with water." They filled them to the brim. John 2:6-7. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen." There were 6 stones, water jars there, each one large enough to hold about 100 liters. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill these jars with water." They filled them to the brim. John 2:6-7. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And Jesus told them, now draw some water and take it to the man in charge of the feast. They took him the water, which had turned into wine, and he tasted it. He did not know where this wine came from, but of course the servants knew. So they called the bridegroom and said to him, everyone serves the best wine first. And after the guests have had plenty to drink, he serves the ordinary wine. But you have kept the best wine up till now. John 2:8-11. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus performed his first miracle at Cana in Galilee. There, he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. John 2:11. Jesus answered them, have faith in God. I assure you that whoever tells this mountain to get up and be thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. For this reason, I tell you, when you pray and ask for anything, believe that you have received it, and you shall be given whatever you ask for. Mark 11:22-24. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, never shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The five mysteries of light. The third, the proclamation of the good news. Then Jesus went to Nazareth, where he was brought up, and on Sabbath he went as usual to the synagogue and stood up to read the scripture. He was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it is written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has chosen me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free, and announced that the time has come when the Lord will save his people. Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. All the people in the synagogue had their eyes fixed on him as he said to them, this passage of the scripture has come true today as you heard it read. Luke 4:16-27. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from all evil. Amen. They were all impressed with him and marveled at the eloquent words that he spoke. They said, isn't he the son of Joseph? Luke 4:22. Remember, we're meditating with the proclamation of the good news, the third mystery of light. And he said, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and the hour of our death. Amen. And he said to them, I am sure you will quote this proverb to me, doctor, heal yourself. You will also tell me to do here in my town the same thing you heard we had done in Capernaum. I tell you this, Jesus added, A prophet is never welcomed in his own town. Luke 4:23-24. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and the hour of our death. Amen. Thereafter, Jesus went to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, where he taught the people on the Sabbath. They were all amazed at the way he taught, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue was a man who had the spirit of an evil demon in him. He screamed out in a loud voice, "Ha! What do you want to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Are you here to destroy us? I know who you are. You are God's holy messenger." Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus ordered the spirit, "Be quiet and come out of the man." The demon threw the man down in front of them and went out of him without doing him any harm. The people were all amazed and said to one another, "What kind of words are these? With authority and power, this man gives orders to the evil spirit." And they come out. Luke 4:31-36. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus left the synagogue and went to Simon's house. Simon's mother-in-law was sick with high fever, and they spoke to Jesus about her. He went and stood at her bedside and ordered the fever to leave her. The fever left her, and she got up at once and began to wait on them. After sunset, all who have friends who were sick with various diseases brought them to Jesus. He placed his hands on every one of them and healed them all. Demons also went out of many people, screaming, "You are the Son of God, Jesus." Jesus gave the demons orders and would not let them speak, because they knew that he was the Messiah. Luke 4:38-41. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. I assure you that whoever tells this mountain to get up and be thrown into the sea and does not doubt it in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. For this reason, I tell you, when you pray and ask for anything, believe that you have received it, and you will be given whatever you ask for." Mark 11:22-24. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Jesus, have mercy on us. Mother Mary, help us. May the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. The fourth mysteries of light, the transfiguration. 6 days after Jesus spoke to his disciples, "I must go to Jerusalem and suffer much from the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and be put to death. But 3 days later, I will be raised to life." He took with him Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain where they were alone. As he was praying, a change came over him. His face was shining like the sun, and his clothes were dazzling white. Then the three disciples saw Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus about the way in which he would soon fulfill God's purpose by dying in Jerusalem. So Peter spoke up and said, "Lord, how good it is that we are here." Matthew 17:1-4. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. Amen. While Peter was talking, a shining cloud came over them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my own dear son with whom I am pleased. Listen to him." Matthew 17:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. When the disciples heard the voice, they were so terrified that they threw themselves face downwards on the ground. Jesus came to them and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." So they looked up and saw no one there but Jesus. Matthew 17:6-8. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. As they came down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Don't tell anyone about the vision you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Matthew 17:9. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Peter, giving eyewitness account of Christ's glory, said, "We have not depended on made-up stories in making known to you the mighty coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. With our own eyes, we saw his greatness. We were there when he was given honor and glory by God the Father, when the voice came to him from the supreme glory, saying, 'This is my own dear son with whom I am pleased.' We ourselves heard this voice coming from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain." 2 Peter 1:16-18. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So, we are even more confident of the message proclaimed by the prophets. You do well to pay attention to it, because it is like a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawn, and the light of the morning star shines in your heart. 2 Peter 1:19. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. I assure you that whoever tells this mountain, to get up and be thrown into the sea, and does not doubt it in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. For this reason, I tell you, when you pray and ask for anything, believe that you have received it, and you will be given whatever you ask for." Mark 11:22-24. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls into heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Jesus, have mercy on us. Mother, may we help us. May the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. The five mysteries of light. The fifth, the institution of the Holy Eucharist. For I received from the Lord the teaching that I passed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took a piece of bread, gave thanks to God, broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup and said, This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Whenever you drink it, do so in memory of me." 1 Corinthians 1:11-22-25. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, deliver us from all evil. Amen. This means that every time you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again. 1 Corinthians 11:26. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of them, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of them, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. It follows that if anyone eats the Lord's bread or drinks from his cup in a way that dishonors him, he is guilty of sin against the Lord's body and blood. 1 Corinthians 11:27. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So then, everyone should examine himself first and then eat the bread and drink from the cup. For if he does not recognize the meaning of the Lord's body when he eats the bread and drinks from the cup, he brings judgment on himself as he eats and drinks. 1 Corinthians 11:28-29. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and several have died. If we would examine ourselves first, we would not come under God's judgment. Corinthians 11:30-31. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So then, my brothers, when you gather together to eat the Lord's Supper, wait for one another. And if anyone is hungry, he should eat at home, so that you will not come under God's judgment as you meet together. 1 Corinthians 11:33-34. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. I assure you that whoever tells this mountain to get up and be thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. For this reason, I tell you, when you pray and ask for anything, believe that you have received it, and you will be given whatever you ask for." Mark 11:22-24. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead our souls into heaven, especially those in most need of your mercy. Jesus, have mercy on us. Mother, may we help us. is the source of all the faithful departed. Through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Hey, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hear our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our signs, mourning and weeping this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the reward of eternal life, grant we beseech you that meditating upon these mysteries, in the most holy rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Holy Mother of God, pray for us. Holy Virgin of Virgins, pray for us. Holy Virgin of Virgins, pray for us. Mother of Christ, pray for us. Mother of the Church, pray for us. Mother of Divine Grace, pray for us. Mother Most Pure, pray for us. Mother Most Chaste, pray for us. Mother Inviolate, pray for us. Mother Undefiled, pray for us. Mother Most Amiable, pray for us. Mother Most Admirable, pray for us. Mother of Good Counsel, pray for us. Mother of our Creator, pray for us. Mother of our Savior, pray for us. Virgin Most Prudent, pray for us. Virgin Most Venerable, pray for us. Virgin Most Renowned, pray for us. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. Virgin Most Merciful, pray for us. Virgin Most Faithful, pray for us. Mirror of Justice, pray for us. Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Cause of our joy, pray for us. Spiritual Vessel, pray for us. Vessel of Honor, pray for us. Singular Vessel of Devotion, pray for us. Mystical Rose, pray for us. Tower of David, pray for us. Tower of Ivory, pray for us. House of Gold, pray for us. Ark of the Covenant, pray for us. Gate of Heaven, pray for us. Morning Star, pray for us. Health of the Sick, pray for us. Refuge of Sinners, pray for us. Comfort of the Afflicted, pray for us. Help of Christians, pray for us. Queen of Angels, pray for us. Queen of Patriarchs, pray for us. Queen of Prophets, pray for us. Queen of Apostles, pray for us. Queen of Martyrs, pray for us. Queen of Confessors, pray for us. Queen of Virgins, pray for us. Queen of All Saints, pray for us. Queen conceived without original sin, pray for us. Queen assumed into Heaven, pray for us. Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, pray for us. Queen of the Family, pray for us. Queen of Peace, pray for us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Grant we beseech you, Lord God, that we, your servants, may enjoy lasting health of mind and body, and by the glorious intercession of the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, may be delivered from the present sorrow and enter into the joy of eternal gladness through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implore your help or sought your intercession was abandoned. Inspired with this confidence, I fly to you. O Virgin of Virgins, my mother, to you do I come. Before you do I stand, sinful and sorrowful, Mother of the Word Incarnate. Despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mary, Mother of God. Despise not our prayers and our necessities, but deliver us from all dangers, O ever glorious and blessed Virgin Mary. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you have enjoyed our prayer and you want us to complete this, send us your voice messages, send us a response, and we'll be glad to hear from you. Thank you, friends, family, and Moody's Diary, people that support Moody's Diary. Thank you so much. Until next time, have a good one. Anis, bye.